Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. All during this period of quarantine, we're revisiting some archival performances and interviews. This one comes from 2015. Wish I could save you from the pain you'll never know. And they say I'm trouble, baby, 'cause I'm not going to bed tonight alone. So what do you want from me? This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Stephen A. Clark's new album is called The Lonely Roller. Now, that title might suggest something spare and bluesy, maybe the audio equivalent of film noir. What you get, though, is a widescreen Technicolor type of music built on the sounds of classic R&B and orchestral pop. And, of course, Stephen A. Clark's versatile voice. He and his band are here. They're going to start us off with the title track from The Lonely Roller. It's Stephen A. Clark live on Soundcheck.
Don't you wanna take a ride on the coaster of love, Mister?
And that is Stephen A. Clark, live here in the Soundcheck studio, singing with Jesus Munoz playing electric guitar and Steve Sands handling everything else from a series of keyboards and computer, laptop, etc., to get that big kind of cinematic sound that I was talking about earlier. Stephen A. Clark, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
So this album is, it's kind of a series of stories of character portraits, it seems. Is that right?
Yeah, it's it kind of is, but I mean, it's more me. I mean, Everything kind of starts with me, and I guess things get a little bit more dramatized as the songs develop,
right?
And the story develops, and it kind of turned into a concept album for me.
So And what is that concept?
I don't know. A wanderer, a lost soul, I guess. Somebody kind of afraid to commit to something that's probably good for him, and, you know, running from it and getting into all kinds of trouble, and, you know.
Well, interesting, because the album begins with, we hear the sounds of footsteps walking over gravel to a car. I don't know if you're familiar with the old Roxy Music song, Love is the Drug, begins the same way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you hear footsteps. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then there's the cover shot of you in a motel. I mean, it seems to have this kind of fascination with the open road.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I'm a huge fan of road trips. I really love them. After this tour, I might not love them as much, but I think, yeah, there's something about that. You know, I know what it is more now that I'm older, but growing up, I kind of always felt, it's going to sound cliche, but I felt like a loner. I felt, you know, kind of definitely introverted and, you know, just fascinated, not fascinated, but just naturally was attracted to that kind of like dusty motel and, you know, open road car, riding in your car and just kind of just finding something, in search of something, you know, some type of peace and, you know.
Well, you know, and that sort of goes with the album title, The Lonely Roller.
Of course, yeah.
So you expect to hear a little twang of a guitar and a distant harmonica and you're imagining tumbleweeds, but that's not what we get.
It's definitely a spin on it. I'm inspired by that. I love that kind of like the Western kind of feel, like Josie Wells kind of thing. I'm inspired by all that, but definitely with my point of view. You know, I'm a huge fan of modern music, of course, but I love the classics. So I was just trying to find that middle ground, production-wise and lyrically, to try to bring those worlds together. And I think
So did you grow up in a, like, did you move from town to town?
I kind of did, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of started later, but I was born in Arkansas, but then I moved to Fayetteville, North Carolina at a very young age. And then my freshman year of high school, we started moving. My mom got a new job and, you know, I left everything I knew to go to New Jersey and a whole totally different culture, different kind of area. And then we bounced from town to town in Jersey because, you know, with the military, you kind of just,
Are you an Army brat?
Yes, is that I am. So you get moved a lot, and and it kind of just happened, you know. And I guess I kind of shut down each time we moved. And my last year of high school, I wasn't talking to anybody. I was tired of trying to, you know, meet new friends and all that. And, you know, it's not my mom's fault. She had to obviously provide us. So, but I don't want her to hear this and feel bad. but yeah, you know, that's kind of just what. The way things kind of turned out, and I kind of shut down, and, you know, so from there I've kind of turned into this lonely roller character.
Whose superpower is telling these kind of straightforward stories.
I guess, yeah.
You know?
I'm a pretty literal guy lyrically. I kind of, everything kind of goes on in my head, you know. I'm not, as when I'm interacting with people, I don't always know how to say it the way I want. I'm not just off the cuff. I'm very, like, reserved, and I kind of wait for the right time, and music's just the perfect place. You know, I can just say everything I'm feeling.
So yeah,
It's good.
Of course, part of the music thing is doing this.
Yes,
interviews and talking, where you are kind of talking off the cuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, a little bit. Well, you know, you have to. I mean, you have to put yourself out there at some point. And, you know, I've been doing music for a little while now, so I'm kind of just learning how to, I'm just getting good at interviews. You know, before I didn't know, I just didn't know who I was maybe when I first started. And now I'm kind of like more comfortable with myself and speaking in interviews and to people and all that.
So. And you know, there is also, I mean, anybody who does any sort of personal or confessional songwriting, you know, singer-songwriters, guy with guitar, girl with guitar, they have this to deal with all the time, is people assume the characters are you. Mm-hmm. Now, they may be based on you, but like with The Lonely Roller, did you take that trip to Las Vegas?
You know, I didn't take that trip, you know, but it kind of just, it in my mind, like, obviously, the events that took place in the song kind of were real events, you know, but the setting, the backdrop wasn't Vegas. It was probably Miami or North Carolina or something like that. But it wasn't, I didn't take, but if I could have, if it was my movie, if I was writing that movie, I would have gone out to Vegas to do all that stuff, you know, far, far away from home, you know.
Well, that's the great thing. It is your movie.
It is my movie. That's correct.
You're writing the song. Exactly, it is your movie.
Exactly.
For me, the standout track on the record is the one you're going to do next, called Can't Have. Mm-hmm. And there's a kind of big cinematic video that goes with that, which is on our website. It has this enormous sound. How is it traveling with, you know, the kind of scaled-down forces and, you know, dealing with the kind of band-in-a-box thing, plus you have the live element as well?
Well, honestly, it's, you know, in the perfect world, I travel with an orchestra, a 30-piece orchestra, and we just do the whole thing. You know
what
I
mean? That would not be perfect for very long.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure it would. There would be a lot of problems with that. But no, it's you know, this is how I grew up making music. You know what I mean? In the box. You know, it's that's what I know. You know, I love every element of music. You know, I wish I could have every string player, but this is how I grew up. So it's not hard for me. It's not an issue for me. And thank God for technology, because I wouldn't know what I was doing without it. That's my first exposure to music wasn't a guitar. Like, I grew up around musicians. My uncle's a musician. My dad's a musician. But my first major introduction was a program. And now what I want to do is like just keep combining those worlds, the live world and the box world. You know, we replayed all the guitars live, all the bass lines are live, you know, but they started on the computer.
Right.
Even the strings, my friend Sam Hyken, who composed all the strings on the album, started in the computer. He's a composer, but that's his ideas he does on the computer. And the executive producer, Steve Sands, who's here with us, he's in the box too. That's where we all started. So we wish we could give the whole experience, but we try to give you a little sample.
Yeah.
Thank God for computers, you know what I mean?
All right. So. Well, do you want to do Can't
Have?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right. Stephen A. Clark with us on Soundcheck today. The Lonely Roller is the name of the album. It's out now. Here they are with the song called Can't Have, live on Soundcheck.
So bad, but it gets me.
Song's called Can't Have, and it's from the new album by Stephen A. Clark called The Lonely Roller. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Stephen singing with Jesus Munoz playing electric guitar and Steve Sands handling all of the backing tracks, the vocals, drums, strings, etc. And although it is kind of, Stephen, what we were talking about before, this combination of live and pre-recorded, it's a different... It's a slightly different arrangement from what's on the record. It is not, you're not just like, you know, taking the recording and singing
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. So how, you talked about your first instrument wasn't a guitar or a piano, it was a program.
Yeah.
So how do you write with a program?
Just like you would write with a guitar. I mean, you sit down and you know, you have this world of plugins and sounds and drum kits and all this. And it's really just wide open, whatever you want to do, which is so fun about it. And so you're at your computer and you have your MIDI keyboard and you play something, you know? It is, in the sense, it's the same thing as sitting at a piano. It's exactly the same thing. You just have more sounds, you know, anything you really want to do. You can mimic a trumpet, you can mimic a guitar, you can do anything.
But you did have some keyboard
technique. Yeah, I'm playing all those melodies. But that's not how I didn't grow up on a piano. I got introduced to a program when I was a teenager and I just started making boom bap and hip hop and rapping and all that. Like that's what it was. It was drum kits and finger,
One finger at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then it just grew from there. So it's
It grew, but then it changed, because this is clearly not a hip-hop record.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all.
Although, you know, if you listen to the lyrics,
yeah.
you might say to yourself, this is a guy who knows his hip-hop.
It is. I mean, that's me. I am hip-hop. I still feel like, yeah, this album's far from, you know, a hip-hop record. But that's how I grew up, you know? It's always going to be a part of me. I love hip-hop, you know? And it still beats to me. You know, I've expanded on the idea of just making a beat, but it still beats for me, mm-hmm. you know?
And the arrangements, you mentioned there's a composer who comes
Sam
in to
Hyken,
do the,
yeah.
And he's, does the strings.
Yeah, he has a symphony down in Miami. It's called the New Deco Symphony. And it's, you know, they're just getting going. But he is amazing. I mean, it's not only strings. He composed, he created some of the other melodies too later on after I finished the demos and stuff. But he's just a genius, you know, he knows what he's doing.
What caused the initial change from hip hop to this more R&B inflected, or I keep saying R&B, but you know, I hear Burt Bacharach,
yeah.
I hear The Cure.
It's a pop record, you know?
Yeah,
it's a pop record.
Yeah.
It's a pop record. That's what I wanted to do. My last album, I did a free album called Fornication Under Consent of the King, released it on the internet. It was an R&B hip-hop album. And, you know, in between that time and now, my influences have changed. Mm. I've always had a wide range of influence because of my parents and the stuff I was listening to when I got to high school. I was a big fan of N.E.R.D., the Neptunes, Pharrell, and those guys kind of changed my perspective on music. It definitely pulled me away from just hip-hop. Because
right.
to me, they're way more than hip-hop.
Well, and when you say Pharrell, I mean now, Pharrell now is very different
yeah,
from what
pop artist,
Pharrell was
you know?
Back then.
Exactly. And that was the growth for me. And, you know, I was a fan of Steely Dan in high school. I had a teacher who let me borrow Asia, you know, when I was
wow,
in
you
high
were
school.
A nerd.
I was kind of a nerd. I was a very quiet kid. And my mom was listening to Sade and later on, I got into Peter Gabriel and Seal and, you know, Michael, of course.
Right,
but
it was
later for me. You know, I was afraid of Michael when I was a kid because of Thriller.
Yeah.
So I didn't really pay attention to Michael. I couldn't. I was too afraid. But later on, I mean, so great. And all those things, you know, I hold them. You know, they're in my mind. And when I sit down, I'm not trying to copy them. I'm just trying to pull from that.
Yeah.
That same energy that they had on the records.
You mentioned your dad and your uncle are musicians.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
kind of music do they play?
My dad's a drummer. I think he's currently in a country band, and he played bass guitar. And then my uncle is acoustic, any kind of guitar, really. He's a bassist now, but he played, he was an acoustic singer, acoustic guitar and singer.
Singer-songwriter.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just amazing. My uncle is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like, he is the lonely roller, like literally, like even more so than me. Like I need people, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But he's like, you know, traveling, you know, takes his guitar. He's like the open road guy, you know, and such a rocker. He still plays, he's older now, but he's still, you know, in his room, like, you know, jamming out, you know what I mean? And his band tees and everything. He is the lonely roller. So it's in the family, definitely
yeah.
in the family, but.
Well, The Lonely Roller is the name of the record, the new one from Stephen A. Clark here with us in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do another song? You want to
yeah.
do She's in Love?
Yeah, let's do one more. Yeah.
All right. Let's hear She's in Love.
An ex-beauty queen amongst other things, face made for the big screen. A small town girl, Egyptian dreams. Her daddy ain't around, used to beat her up. My mama thinks I'm too rough. They say the old man was just like me. Do anything to have a good time. Guess something out of what she like. Late at night, do you drink for me? Get that high, feel it buzz, memories. Too much. If she's in love, but not in love with me. If she's so in love with the sense, simply and justly, be like, don't pretend.
She's
in love.
Stephen A. Clark with She's in Love. You'll find it on the album called The Lonely Roller. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. So this album must have been a fair amount of time in the making, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was definitely the longest process I've ever had to experience. But, you know, with the first couple albums I did for free, it was just me, you know, and I was afraid of collabing. I was still in the introverted kind of fearful stage, I guess. And
man, did you make a left turn.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Big orchestral sound and everything. So.
I went for it on this one,
you know,
but it was time, you know, and, you know, you just got to step up. And it was definitely like a 3-year process. And even the early version of this album was still that, still kind of scared kind of thing. And, you know, when I went to turn it into a label, they were like, yo, this is good, but we think we could do better. And, you know, I just went back to a drawing board with Steven Sands here, and he kind of just made the album what it is. I mean, yeah, everything was there, but he knew what I was going for without even talking to me. I called him. I was like, man, you know, I need your help all the way on this one. You know, we've worked together in the past, but I really needed your help on this one. And he's like, I got you.
And he showed up with his tubes and wires and laptops and buttons and stuff. And so have you already started thinking about the next project? Will
I mean,
it be just you and an acoustic guitar after all this?
I don't know. You know, it's going to be a process, you know, just like this one. And I had to grow, obviously, and listening to some different stuff, you know, like we were talking about earlier, Fleetwood Mac and all these. You know, my influences will change. I've been listening to The Cure a lot, actually, lately. And so we'll see. But definitely ideas here and there, but I don't have a direction yet. And I want to make sure every album I do sounds cohesive and has a thing about it. So.
Well, job well done with this one.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. The Lonely Roller is the name of the record. It's out now. Stephen A. Clark, my guest on Soundcheck. Stephen, this has been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
This is Soundcheck.
So say it like you mean it. It's all you ever ask me to do. But doesn't matter after all we've been through. Been feeling guilty about it, gotta tell the truth. I want love, but not you.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.